not to mention business invention. You are a great inventor. Invention is something we do naturally, but you need to detox from all the hustle and bustle of busy life. Your private inventions usually build on something someone else did, so social networks, websites, photography, and maybe art. If you just sit down with something that fascinates you and play with it, you are bound to invent something new. Let us start with a very silly example. You could create a custom phone ring service where people yell names. So when someone calls Alan, the phone actually screams for him. And here, your invention would be about how you relate to voice artists. What tools you give them. Would you also create an addition where the phone yells the name of the person that is calling in some fun way? Something more serious would be a social network that takes all your weekly posts and creates a part of a chapter in your memoir. Here the users can order a paper hard copy. You could customize this idea by providing beautifully bound books that feature posts from many different users. And you may even simply rely on existing social networks. Not all starting points require the internet or that high complexity of developing your own software. Do you know about spin art? If you could invent a personal touch, maybe something to do with 3D or thread, every dentist's office would feature your fantastic art, your signature, and your website address. And you could even publish a coffee book about your art. Or for something less abstract, you could consider building a tilt-shift photography service, where you get a little drone to fly up to get a giant's view and take the most fascinating photos. For weddings, real estate, even newspaper articles. For something more startling, you could start with macro photography, now entering a realm that everyone can't help but to be fascinated with. Enormous 6-foot canvas featuring tiny little bugs. You could even go deeper and do photomicrography. And here you enter a world that very few people think about. Some may even find your photos unbelievable. This kind of work would get you featured in national galleries. If you don't like still photography, consider setting up a cheap time-lapse cameras all over the place, all over your city. And then sell them as background video for speeches, or poetry, or add classical music and call it a new way to hear it. Or call it the study of passage of time and make a documentary about it to get your first Oscar. Not all inventions need to make money or fame, but all inventions must fascinate you. They have to call to your soul, to your health, to your curiosity. You have thousands of ideas in your mind. Slow down. Get in touch with your inventive side and help the world become more beautiful.